Sec doors to the main outer garage in the redoubt stood wide open. Inside was a 15-man war wag, fully armed and topped up with fuel. None of them could believe their good luck. Like many of the battered war wags that were still laboring their wheezing ways around Deathlands, this vehicle was an armored personnel carrier, based on the original M-75s and M-59s of the 1950s. Over the next 50 years, there was a range of developments involving aluminum and steel hulled APCs, some more successful than others. The chain of vehicles had been of particular interest to JB after he'd come across a ragged book in an old store called Needful Things near Vicksburg that listed the models of the WAGs and all their variants. It took JB only a couple of minutes of walking around the dark green-brown hunk of metal to deduce precisely what it was.
The M-900. Got four light machine guns, two front and back and one each side. They're Browning 50 caliber weapons and spew out 500 rounds a minute. Accurate enough, up to about a mile or more if the WAG's not moving.
What sort of speed and range has the WAG got?
JB leaned a hand against it with a vaguely proprietorial air.
50 miles an hour on a good flat highway, 20 or less over broken ground. Range probably around 400 miles. More if you take it slower and easier.
There's some cans of gas against the side there.
Dean had been scouting around the cavernous building. Apart from the single WAG, standing four square at its center, the garage was empty. Patches of oil stained the concrete, and the walls were chipped and scraped. But it looked like it had probably been evacuated by the soldiers immediately before their group suicide.
Are we going to ride in that tin box?
You never been in one of these?
Pardon?
No, I guess you probably haven't.
I have heard about them. They are supposed to be faster than a man can run, though I have seen Brother Rupert in full flight, and I can hardly believe a machine could go with more speed than that.
Ho-ho! You haven't lived till you've ridden a war wagon max revs over a ribbon blacktop, right, Ryan?
Times with Trader, I'd have changed places with those outside.
Ryan grinned.
The heat and the oil and the fumes and the rocketing and bouncing? Not the best fun in the world.
Abe stopped smiling, glancing across the garage at Ryan.
Yeah. You reckon he's gone? Really gone, do you?
Traitor?
Yeah.
Fireblast Abe, how should I know? You saw him last.
I know. No, he looked like a man heading out to climb aboard the last train west, but he'd been ill for months.
JB jumped down from the WAG's casing.
Years.
Right, years. But when he walked off that last time, he... I don't know. Fuck it. He just didn't seem like he was off to buy the farm.
Guess we'll likely never know.
The armorer turned to Ryan.
She's filled up. Key's in her. We can stock up with extra gas and be out of this place in 5 minutes.
I'd like to go back to Novanity.
Brother Michael's lips quivered, as if he were about to burst into tears.
If you've brought me here like you say, then you can send me right back. I'll miss the clam chowder and kedgeree for supper tonight.
One thing you have to learn is that in Deathlands, there's never any going back.
Just one time around, and then they hammer down the lid on the box. I'm afraid it's true, young man. I come from your time as well. That's a story that can wait. Occasionally, I'd love to return and see my friends and folks, but I know it's impossible. Doc would say the same.
I have been talking to Brother Michael about that very subject, convincing him that I would do anything at all to go back to my dearest wife and children. Anything.
But it's impossible.
Doc hesitated for the tiniest fraction of a moment before replying, and Ryan again felt the short hairs prickling at his nape.
Yes, impossible.
A few minutes had slipped by, while JB supervised the stowing of as many spare cans of gasoline as they could stock aboard.
I'll stay here.
You die if you do, Brother Michael.
Michael shook his head stubbornly.
Better that I pass to the realm beyond while still in a state of grace.
Bullshit.
JB faced up to him, his eyes narrowed with anger.
You make me want a bastard puke. Religious crazies. I've had him up to here.
He touched his chin.
Learn just one lesson today, you brainless prick.
Don't you speak to me like that.
There was a spark of temper, and the smooth face was furrowed.
Better, son. More human than all that cant about heaven.
What's this lesson I should learn?
That today's real. Yesterday's real. But you'll see a time when your tomorrow doesn't come and you're chilled. Cold meat. Dead. so you do the best you can for today. Understand?
Yes, sure.
So no more crap about staying here.
Are you going to force me?
If we have to.
Brother Michael shook his head.
I do not understand. You take me from all I know and tell me that I can't return, but when I wish to die, you prevent that. What do you want?
Just part of riding with Ryan Calder and company. Nobody ever knows what anyone wants. But I'll tell you what I want. I want to get out of this redoubt and on the road while there's still some daylight left.
I'll second that, John.
I'll third it! Let's go war-wagging!
It was always a relief to find that the simple number coding was the same on all of the redoubts that they'd encountered. The sequence on the main outer sextile doors was 5-3-2, reversed when you wanted to close them. JB started up the engine, the deep-throated roar filling the concrete box of the garage and making Brother Michael press his hands over his ears with an expression of horrified pain.
Is this the sound of the future? It is the triumphant screaming of the lords of chaos glorying as they mutilate and devour the babes of the earth!
For the love of God!
The lords of chaos did their mutilating and devouring nearly 100 years ago, Brother Michael.
Come on, get aboard and we'll roll!
Dean hopped in through the open doors of the rear of the smoking vehicle, followed by Abe. Doc stepped in with a surprisingly insouciant air, like a Regency dandy with his cane. Mildred went next, turning toward the young man, who shook his head.
I would rather die here and now than travel in the belly of that beast of revelations!
Then die. I've had enough. I'm sorry for what happened to you, but you're stuck here for the rest of your life. Stick with us and we'll all do our best for you. Stay behind and you die of hunger. Maybe thirst. You could last a week or two.
But you'd be insane by then. Come with us, Michael.
I can't be with a woman!
Believe me, boy, we don't want to be with you either.
Ryan went to punch in the code by the sec doors, waiting a moment to be certain that the grinding of the massive gears had begun. He gestured to Christy to climb in the back of the APC, as JB began to move it toward the entrance.
Last chance, Michael. Fire blast. You have to take a chance now and again, lad.
The wag was moving at a slow walking pace, JB aiming it toward the center of the slowly rising sec doors.
Better seal the doors in case there's trouble outside.
Ryan peered out into bright sunlight, unable to see anything beyond a range of high walls. As the wag emerged, he followed it and immediately locked in the closing code of 235. The wag was stopped, the engine ticking over, still belching oily smoke from its exhaust. Dean was on the seat nearest the rear doors, looking anxiously out toward his father. His gaze passed Ryan, focusing on the huge titanium steel sec doors as they dropped closer to the floor.
He's not coming, Dad!
Ryan shook his head, seeing that the barefoot teenager was still standing where he'd left him, his face immobile.
So long!
Brother Michael made a gesture with his hands that could have been the sign of the cross, but Ryan was already turning toward the wag and the rest of the group. He was only a couple of steps away when Dean pointed behind him.
Dad, look!
The doors, painted a matte gray, were less than 2 feet from the bottom. Underneath them, it was possible to see the bare feet and the ankles of the 19-year-old. Moving so fast, he seemed to be a blur.
He'll never make it!
But Abe hadn't even finished the sentence when Brother Michael appeared, seeming to explode through the shrinking space as though a frag grenade propelled him outward. Doc's jaw dropped almost to his chin. Christy's face was a study in amazement.
Upon my soul!
Gaia!
For a moment, Ryan had a vision of Jack Lauren. The uncanny reflexes of the young albino boy had startled him when they first met. But Brother Michael was even quicker. It crossed Ryan's mind, as something to store away and examine later, that the stranger could possibly be some sort of mutie, or perhaps even a kind of humanoid. JB was holding the wag on the throttle, glancing back over his shoulder to see what was happening at the rear.
He coming?
Ryan jumped in over the low step, reaching out a hand toward the young man, who took it and joined the others.
Yeah, he's coming along.
As the one-eyed man sat down, the sec doors receding behind them, JB operated the control to close the rear entrance to the wag.
Air conditioning's fine. You got scanners? Pipe them to the screens and back here.
JB put it into neutral.
You come up here, Ryan. Check out the master dash and look after some of the stuff. I'll be busy just driving her.
There was good light in the back of the APC, and the ride was surprisingly steady. Ryan used the numerous hand grips to move past the others to the second driver's seat, alongside the slight figure of JB. The windshield ahead was armored glass, with fine layers of protective wire set within it. There were also steel shutters that slid into place at a touch of